Lesson 118.
Practice.
Theory. Practical. Theoretical. Take into account. What's the opposite of theory?
The opposite of theory is practice.
Is it always possible to put theory into practice?
No, it isn't always possible to put theory into practice.
Why?
Because what works in theory might not work in practice because of something that has not been taken into account.
What do we mean by a practical person?
By a practical person, we mean someone who does not think too much about abstract ideas, but more about the possible practical use of things.
Set up. If you were to set up a business in the place where you lived, what kind of business would it be? Could and was able. The past of can is could or was able, but when we wish to express the meanings to manage or to succeed, we generally use was able and not could. For example, he studied a lot and so was able to pass his examination. In the negative, however, we can use could if we wish. For example, he studied a lot but could not pass his examination. When do we generally use was able as the past of can and not could, even though they have the same meaning?
We generally use was able as the past of can and not could when we wish to express the meanings to manage or to succeed.
Give me an example, please.
The woman gave the children some money, so they were able to buy some sweets.
What happens in such cases when the sentence is negative?
In such cases, when the sentence is negative, we can use either could or was able.
Give me an example, please.
The woman did not give the children any money, so they could not buy any sweets.
The word could is also considered a little more polite than can, so we usually say, for example, could you tell me the way to the station, please? Which is more polite, can or could?
Could is more polite.
Give me an example, please.
Could you help me, please?
Nature. Human nature. What's the nature of this object?
The nature of this object is wood.
Do you think human nature can be changed? Compete. Competition. Efficient. Commerce. Do you think it's a good thing to make children compete against each other at school? What do you think are the advantages and disadvantages of free competition in society, especially in commerce? Suit. Suitable. What colour of clothes do you think suits you best? Would it suit you if you were asked to work or come to school on Sunday? Where would you say was the most suitable place to go for a holiday if you wanted a complete rest? Effect. Perfect equals complete. To go up to. What are the effects of too little sleep? What effect do you suppose it'd have on a perfect stranger if you went up to him in the street and hit him with a rolled up newspaper? Ought to. And how it is used. The verb ought to has no past, future, participle, etc. When we want to give the idea of past time, we say, for example, I ought to have given him the money yesterday. That is, ought to plus have plus past participle. As the verb ought to has no past, future, participle, etc., what sentence construction do we use when we wish to express the idea of past time?
As the verb ought to has no past, future, participle, etc., the sentence construction we use when we wish to express the idea of past time is ought to plus have plus past participle.
Give me an example, please.
He ought to have gone home last night.
Is there anything you ought to have done yesterday but didn't do? To express a future idea with ought to, we don't use the words shall and will, we just use a word or phrase expressing future time. For example, I ought to go and see him tomorrow. How do we express a future idea with the verb ought to?
We express a future idea with the verb ought to by using a word or phrase expressing future time.
Give me some examples, please.
She ought to do it as soon as possible. They ought to arrive next week.
Is there anything you ought to do tomorrow, but perhaps won't do? Ought to, besides expressing a duty or moral obligation, can also express a probability. For example, there are no clouds in the sky, so it ought to be a nice day for a walk in the country. What else can ought to express besides a duty?
Ought to can express a probability besides a duty.
Give me an example, please.
He has studied very hard, so he ought not to fail his exam.
Who do you think ought to win the next elections? Lipstick. Do you think women look better with or without lipstick? Polish. Do you just clean your shoes or do you polish them as well? Desk. What do we use a desk for? Expense. What's the biggest expense in your daily life? Postpone. Originally. What does it mean to postpone a game of football?
To postpone a game of football means not to play it at the time or on the day originally decided upon, but at a later time or date.
Idiom 21. I don't know if I'm coming or going equals I am confused by so much that is happening. For example, I've got so many problems and so much work to do that I just don't know if I'm coming or going. What does the idiom, I don't know if I'm coming or going, mean?
The idiom, I don't know if I'm coming or going, means I am confused by so much that is happening.
Give me an example, please.
Don't ask her to help. She doesn't know if she's coming or going.